listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Thursday, September 6th.
It is.
Thursday, and coffee in the coffee cup this morning.
It's a new one.
It's a new one.
It's not Jamaican or Costa Rica.
Sumatran.
No. Oh. Rainforest. I know.
I'm startled.
It might be Brazilian. I'm not sure. It's really good.
So it's not like a Midwest rainforest, which we're about to have here in the very near future.
Right, yeah. All the
preparing ourselves
for doom.
All the rain. And speaking of lots of rain, there has been a lot of rain up north for our friends in Wisconsin. We're going to talk about that just in a minute here. Speaking of Wisconsin, thanks to our friends at Concordia University Wisconsin for underwriting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about them at cuw.edu. Live Uncommon. In studio with us this morning, the Reverend Dr. Ross Johnson, Director of LCMS Disaster Response. Ross, so glad to have you in studio. Thanks for coming in. I know you've been traveling and got in late last night, came in early this morning to give us an update.
That's great to be here.
You were in Wisconsin just over the last 2 days. Tell us about what has happened there in the last week.
They've had historic flooding. Unfortunately, it hasn't made the national news, so a lot of people have no idea what's going on. It kind of depends on what's going on in the news cycle. So for this last week, when Wisconsin's been underwater with historic flooding, hundreds and hundreds of homes, multiple dams breaking, rivers flooding, we've been talking and learning about the life of John McCain. So it hasn't made it to that level of news. So unfortunately, there's not a lot of awareness. And the concern for the people in Wisconsin is, who's going to help us? And we as the church are helping. We're responding. We're showing up. We have a plan to put in place. Unfortunately, we have two churches that have suffered substantial damage in the flooding. One of the churches had 5 feet of water in it.
Wow.
It's the church Zion in Laval, Wisconsin. 5 feet of water. It was over the pews. It's a small church, and unfortunately, they don't have a lot of members to help out. So the district is coming together. The synod is coming together. How do we clean out this church, muck it out, get all the dirty water out, how to rip out the carpets? Unfortunately, there's so much waste when flood waters go. It's hard to salvage hardly anything that flood waters touch. So we're redoing that church, but also one of our larger churches, St. John in West Bend, had substantial amount of damage to their main bottom floor of their church. So we're working with both of those churches, but we're not only helping out Lutheran churches, we're not only helping out Lutherans, but we're setting up kind of a volunteer hub for the next couple of months that we can go into these communities, multiple communities, dozens of communities, help them muck out their homes, help them do whatever they need to be able to get back in their homes in something that's safe, secure, sanitary. And so we're coordinating that. We did an assessment of what the needs were. We developed an action plan. We're starting to put funding into place so that we can make a big impact in the area all across Wisconsin, southern Wisconsin.
Yeah, so this is all, I saw pictures of it happening in Madison when that flooding first went through. So this is all in the southern part of the state.
Right. And a lot of times the big cities like Madison are focused on, but you forget about all the rural cities.
Yeah.
And a lot of times there's a lot of impoverished people living in those cities that don't have a lot of resources to help themselves. And so they're really dependent on others. So far, FEMA hasn't declared it a national disaster yet. So they're waiting on that. Hopefully there will be some funding and help from the national government. But right now, it's just the state and local authorities and churches like ours responding.
Yeah. So if people in our listening area, a lot of us may have connections to Wisconsin just because of all the Lutherans in the area. Is there something that people in this area can do to help out with the flooding, either going there or donating things? Or what can people around here do?
Right. The two things, if you live in the Wisconsin area, the best thing to do would be calling the district office and say, hey, I'd like to help out. I can help muck out. I have time on the weekend. What can I do? Call the district office. They'll help with the organization of that. Now, if you're outside the area or you don't have the ability to physically show up, donations are always very helpful because floods are the worst. They're the most expensive, and rarely are they insured because when you have historic floods, there's areas that have never been flooded before on record. And so there's no flood insurance. It's not required for your mortgage because you're not in a floodplain. So everything is out of pocket. There's nobody that's financially helping except for the church and some smaller organizations that are doing it. So Helping Hands, showing up in Wisconsin or praying about giving a donation to the relief work that's going on.
Absolutely. And prayers are always appreciated.
Absolutely.
For the work that you're doing and the work that everybody is doing.
Absolutely.
On the ground.
When people lose everything that they own, it's emotionally absolutely overwhelming. Mm-hmm. So it's not just the physical things. There's a spiritual crisis that happens. So you're right. Prayers for people that are going through this are absolutely essential. And when we respond as the Lutheran Church in a time of disaster, we don't only help people rebuild their homes. We actually go in and we care for them spiritually. We pray with them. We give them devotional guides. We bring them the Word of God to give them comfort in a time of craziness in their life.
Yeah. So these are all things that you do as disaster response. And there's a conference coming up soon. If people want to learn more about all of these different facets of disaster response, tell us about this conference coming up.
One of the neat things that we as the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod have, and I'm not just talking about the structure of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, I'm talking about the people, the churches, recognized service organizations, congregations, districts. We all come together and we network everything that we have to be able to impact other people's lives. I'm reminded of 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. It says, "We love because he first loved us." And you can see Lutherans come alive when their neighbor is in a time of need mm-hmm. because of what God has done in their life. And to try to organize and to grow as a church body responding in a time of disaster, we have this conference coming up October 16th, 17th, and 18th in St. Louis, Missouri. It's going to be at the seminary campus. So it's a beautiful spot, beautiful time of the year. Mm-hmm. You get to see the fall leaves. Mm-hmm. But the idea is that we'll come together, we'll talk about best practices, we'll learn from others, we'll learn about how the response has been going on in Texas, what's gone really well, what we've learned mm-hmm. From that response, the same with the response that we are doing in Puerto Rico. We'll have a report and a case study on that. Also, how the response went in Florida. Mm-hmm. So we had the case studies, we talk about best practices, we have a Lutheran lawyer coming and talking to us about what are important issues that we as the church need to be thinking about as we are going out into our community. Because unfortunately, just because you're doing something that's good, noble, salutary, doesn't mean that you can do it without thinking through all the issues. Thankfully, we've never had legal issues, but we always want to be thinking about what is the right way about going about it.
Give us a brief. I know. Well, there's a whole conference
about
this.
I'm not very pretty.
a brief, philosophy or approach to caring for our neighbor following a disaster. How are we given to serve and care for our neighbor after a disaster?
Two ways. Caring for their physical needs. If their house is flooded, we help them clean out their house, get them back into a place that they're safe and protected in, but also caring for the soul. And that's what makes us unique as the Lutheran Church. There's a lot of great organizations doing wonderful work, mm-hmm. but most of the time they don't care for the soul like Lutherans do. Because we want them not only to be made materially whole with their physical needs, but also spiritually whole. And that comes through the gospel. And also, we want to intentionally not just share the gospel, we want to incorporate them into our church. One of the blessings of having about 6,000 Lutheran churches across the United States is when a disaster strikes, there's usually a Lutheran church nearby. And we can use that Lutheran church as a way of reaching out to the unbelievers and to the community, especially as the United States has become so secular and so many people have never even, they've grown up and they've never even stepped foot into a church, except for maybe a funeral or a wedding, but they really don't know anything about Jesus. So when they see Christians coming with nothing to gain from them except for an expression of love to them, a lot of times they're, for the first time, they're open to hearing what Christians have to say.
So what does this mean for me? The layman in the pew, what does this mean for me? How can I serve my neighbor? What could I learn at this conference? Why should I come to this conference?
Great question. So there's best practices that can be learned. So if you're thinking, I'm a willing spirit, but I really don't know what to do or where to start, getting connected is learning best practices, what the Lutheran Church and how disaster response works, what this is all about. This is a great introduction, great overview. The intended audience isn't for theologians and scholars. It's for lay people. Probably over half the people there are lay people that aren't church workers at all. The other half are probably school teachers, DCEs, DCOs. They're parish nurses. We have a parish nurse that's going to be talking about how do you use parish nurses. Mm-hmm. So thinking about people from all over the LCMS to come together to learn how do we reach out. It's absolutely perfect. So if you're a church worker, if you're a lay person, this conference is for you.
What if some of this isn't the first conference that's happened for this, correct?
Right.
Okay. Just making sure. What if some of the previous attendees, have they come back and tell you stories about how they've been able to use the skills and the information that you've provided, how they've been able to use that in their own communities?
Right. So from part of the benefit is as you're going to the conference and you're meeting other people, you start having those conversations. In my district, this is what we do, or mm-hmm. this is how we've involved people. And they come back with new ideas and they go back to whatever district they came from. And then they get more involved and they have a little bit more of what does right look like in their brain. In the Army, I'm an Army chaplain. In the Army, we always say, you got to know what right looks like. Because otherwise, you can be given instructions. But if you've never really seen it, talked to somebody, seen a case study, learned from other people, it's hard to implement this. So the idea is that we are enabling and encouraging and teaching and training those who are going to be maybe even future leaders in their district or actively responding in their district to different disasters.
We have only just a few seconds left. Two things I want to know. How to sign up for the conference and just how many people, it's already jumping
at me. That was
okay.
A few seconds.
Okay. How do we find out about the conference?
LCMS.org/disaster. So LCMS.org, then put in the /disaster, and that will have all the conference information and more information about what we do as a ministry.
I'll save my question for next time. Thank you so much. The Reverend Dr. Ross Johnson, Director of LCMS Disaster Response. Thanks for being our guest today.
Thank you.
Well, coming up in just a little bit, Meet the Missionaries.
Yes.
Right here in studio. You're listening to The Coffee Hour.